Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Hey guys, this week's podcast is with none other than Jesse Cruikshank, a Canadian media personality who is hilarious, amazing, and fun. We sat down with her and dished it all. Obviously, pop champagne that went everywhere, and find out her most embarrassing moment as she came to the interview with us or the podcast. We're friends, so it's not really an interview, but you'll die. Get ready.
We were having a call.
Obviously wanted to ask you your question.
Natalie, welcome to the new series, Cocktails and Conversation with Kat and Nat.
And we've decided to bring you all of these conversations with people that we like to have, where there's a little bit of wisdom, always hilarity and hilaria.
Yes.
Some famous, some just cool. Some drink, some don't drink, but there's always a conversation. Cheers, join us.
And before I introduce you, I want to know if you know this line, okay?
Okay.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house?
Oh, God.
With a
you don't know it. With a big dick in her motherfucking mouth.
No.
You don't. Oh, no, that one.
I don't
shit.
Know.
I'll tell you, Kat.
Whose dick is in my mouth?
Just somebody's big fat one.
No, okay. It's a...
What is it?
It's a song.
Okay.
And when we introduce people, we're like, guess who's back in the motherfucking house?
Listen, I did not know that song before I started hanging out with Kat, and then we used to get...
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, ready?
Here we go.
Bang, 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 bang.
Is it a remix? It's Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Big Snoop Dogg.
Hold on.
I got my nephew in the house right about now.
Yep.
Check this shit out right here.
Cheers, here we go.
Yes.
Back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick in her motherfucking mouth.
So rude. It's Snoop Dogg. Well, first of all, why would I want a fat dick?
Well,
that sounds chunky and gross.
I think we just found our new intro. Do you know this line?
Yes.
with everyone.
No, I think that's your intro music. That's like, guess who's back
in the motherfucking house. I like that. Thank you. That was, you creatively inspired me to bring
what
that
are we
out.
Drinking?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Vodka with a
zero calorie mixer.
With a taint of.
Oh. Taint.
Oh, she knows what taint is.
Oh dear! I learned all this terrible stuff from Kat.
Well, God, I should spend more
Stop
time.
Stop it! Taint. What's the word?
Taint is. Do you want to know what it is?
What word am I looking for?
Oh, we're not sure.
A tinge.
A tint.
I was tint. A tint. It's a tint.
A tint. It's a tint.
A tinge of it.
A tinge. What did I say?
Taint.
Got
with a taint.
With a tint. A taint.
I love my drinks with a healthy amount of taint.
You're like doing. You make me giggle.
Oh,
just sitting here, you make
nice.
You make.
Say she's crying.
You make me giggle. Oh shit,
guys! Welcome, Jesse Cruikshank, to the show. Guys, audience, quiet. Quiet.
Sit down.
This is
enough.
You should be. You're embarrassing, all right. Thing, right?
I have to say before we. Well, we've already started. Like, I say before we start. I asked one of the men to come on, and he wasn't a dad or anything. And then he goes, "Well, I won't. I'm not a mom, so will they like it? Like, will they resonate?" And I'm like, "Dude, moms are women who just happen to have to raise people, but we're human. Like, we have to do the same shit you have to do, and want the same shit you do. But we have people we have to make live every day."
Yes.
So make interesting.
Live. Not make alive.
Make live.
Make live.
But we have to survive. Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
It's true, right? We're interested in those stories. As if I'm interested in hearing from men if you were the ones talking to them.
Like, right.
Because I think you two will pull different things.
I'd be interested in hearing you talk to a man, too, just because, like, you're an intelligent, smart, funny mom who also has her own career, right?
Thanks. I talk to a lot of men.
Do you?
Well, I talked to the Prime Minister on this season.
Oh, how was that?
Yes.
She has her own show. It's amazing.
New mom who dis.
I got it.
Yes.
New mom who. You need the theme song. Guess who's back in the motherfucking. Can you see the proof?
Yeah. New mom who dis in your bitch.
Big fat dick in his mouth. Wrong cat. He's prime minister.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, it was terrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
We were talking about this before we started, but like I make my show with like my producing partner, and that's it.
Yeah.
We don't have a it's the same. We don't have like a big team. We don't have producers. We literally emailed the like hotline like at primeminister@gmail.com. Yes,
we need to do
you
that.
You could get him on your.
Did you feel nervous that you had to be, like, serious? Because he's, like, a serious person?
Well,
don't you have mutual friends?
No.
Oh.
Well, like, I'm friends with them. I am by no means, like, connected to the Prime Minister.
Oh.
No, I am, like, a basic ass, like,
small. But you're famous.
Well,
you are. He must have watched you a
lot.
Yeah,
you're totally.
He definitely knew who you are.
So his,
it's inappropriate
like,
to say you
people.
Were his bank? Probably inappropriate.
Oh! Not after the interview, but maybe before. His people, like, he's, like, a young team. They knew who I was. I think they were the people who wrote me back. Anyway, they wrote back. And, like, suddenly he agreed to do this interview. And it was, he did two interviews the entire election. One was with the Global News and one was with me.
Did you have to go to the White House for the interview?
The what?
We don't have a White House. Well, the Grey House. The Parliament. Where does he live? In Ottawa.
Did you have to go to Ottawa?
In the Ottawa.
The Brock's there too?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Did you not know there was. It's not a White House. You forgot.
I was kind of joking, but I loved your reaction.
Sorry?
Sorry. You were like, where does he live? Ottawa?
No.
The Ottawa?
No. I did. Okay. Yeah. I did get a lot of like. Shit from the internet for being a woman, you know, like just in general, speaking to a man of power, and that was shocking to me.
Really? Like, why you shouldn't be talking to him?
Yeah, like, why would he ever do this? I mean, it was
only
an election cycle.
Why you?
Yes, there was a lot of pressure. The blackface scandal had just happened. I had like didn't sleep for 3 weeks, like, full on was so nervous about putting this thing out in the world. And I was. Blown away by, like, it was amazing. It got an amazing reception, but then there was like enough people to make me lose sleep at night saying, why would he ever grant an interview to this woman, this mom show, this little show? Like, it was really shocking.
The fucker.
You know, woman talking to a man. You know? And I think there's nothing more powerful than women talking to men of power.
Do you? And that everyone is technically a power that we've spoken to, and I have to tell you, gracious, kind, good listeners, and didn't try to
overpower
or eat us
or mansplain.
You are like, look at us, like they're gonna, like, you know, like didn't sexualize anything we were doing. Very interesting.
If a lot of people, obviously during that time, did want to have interviews with him, I'm not being like, why you?
But why you?
Because first of all, he had watched my Hot Dads episode. This is real. He sat down and was like, I did an episode called Hot Dads with Hot Dads.
I need to watch that one. We found one in Toronto.
One Hot Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We didn't talk to him.
Well,
which
I'm
one?
Glad you found
the guy that was at the gym and also at your sister-in-law school.
And the other one that I had major crush on one in preschool. He was unemployed, but he was so hot. You could see his pecs in his shirt.
And
looked hot in tracksuit and in a suit. If you can pull the double look, never dirty. Always smelled good.
But you had a kid in preschool with his
pet. Yeah.
So doesn't that put pressure on you to like show up at preschool looking not like you?
No.
I found three hot dads.
In LA?
In Toronto.
Well, please give us the names.
Yeah. But we need that shit.
Facebook.com/newmomwhodisshow hot dad.
Okay, we're going to have to link that down below.
Do they live in our neighborhood?
Probably one of them, I think, does.
Natalie, this is dangerous.
She's dangerous. I missed that episode of yours.
I mean, there's nothing better, though, than like seeing a hot dad on the playground at preschool. It really does.
It really elevates the day.
It elevates the day.
Yes.
So the Prime Minister had seen that episode.
And he agreed to do
it. But I think the reason he did it was not just because, like, obviously he wanted to reach young women. And he wanted to reach parents. And he had some really progressive policies around childcare.
When's that election?
It already happened.
I was like, maybe we could land him, but no. Cut it. We are such good Canadians.
All you need to do at any time is email primeminister@gmail.com.
That could be fun. Well, let's give that a go. Can we play that song? Yeah. Did you have to put questions out
before?
No, we probably couldn't play.
We could have we do everything. You could.
I don't think you could do that song.
With the motherfucking...
I don't think you would want to do that song. Yeah.
Why not?
That was like... I mean, you could try. He said to me when he sat down, he was like, I'm actually more nervous to do your interview than the, like, hitting news on because I'm not used to being fun. And you could see it. Like, this is what I'm going to say. I was going to say off the record, but it's very much on the record.
On the record.
Is he alright? I don't know how
he's like normal. He's normal.
He's normal, but
yes,
he appears that like there's like normal somewhere in there.
Yes.
But there are layers and layers and years of like trauma and properness that have been added on, and it's like chipping away at the properness to get to the human. And like,
did you get it?
Yeah, in the interview, you can see it just sort of dissolve, and like, finally, he shows sparks of being.
Did he have to approve the video before it went out?
No.
What?
Do you think that when he is at that time, he won't be prime minister anymore? He'll just naturally shed that and be normal.
I would hope so.
Yeah, his wife probably knows him for reals.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
but was she there?
No.
Okay. Hey, you're Canadian.
Yeah.
From Vancouver.
Yes.
And you moved to LA. Can we talk about why?
Yeah. Why? What's that face?
I have to tell you, I really love Beverly Hills.
Oh well.
It's fun.
You're at the Beverly.
Well, sure.
This is the Pretty Woman Hotel.
We heard.
And I just would like, I actually feel like I want to live here.
Oh, yeah, no.
And just hang out in the bar area downstairs and watch the people coming.
That's like the only place any of us could afford to live is in the bar area downstairs.
Communal living. They throw a cot down and they give you that $355 to sleep on that.
Yeah,
okay, got it.
I can't believe how much a glass of wine is. I'm like, I can have three bottles of the wine I drink for one glass of that.
Yeah. And can we talk about my entrance to the Beverly
Hills? Oh, shit.
Okay, this is the best.
So first of all, Nat and I have been throwing multiple men have just been coming in here and leaving and we've been drinking and then we told the people
just cut that clip
up exactly like that. Multiple men have been coming and leaving.
And then they see
it is the Pretty Woman Hotel.
Just the cameras. The guy's like, what are you filming in here? I'm like, porn, soft porn, mom yeah. porn, erotica, really. Nothing hard. Yeah. It's just more of an... Whoops. Myself.
We went on Jessie's Facebook watch show and we played a really fun drinking game, and that's not what she always does. That's not like her play. It's clearly our play to drink all the time. But she
You actually inspired this entire series. Yes, you did.
So much fun.
We've never done interviews with people because we feel a bit crazy with people, as you can see.
But cocktails help.
We feel a little bit like people either think we're drunk or high. And so it's better when the two of us go.
So we might as well just get drunk and high.
Exactly.
And then it'll just be...
But after we watched us with you, we're like, oh my God, we could actually have... We could talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, you inspired us to talk to people.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we're not always.
We went on with Jessie's show and...
Shots.
She doesn't drink that much... Obviously, Kat doesn't either, and it doesn't take them much to get drunk. So we ended up playing like Truth or Dare, and we all ended up doing lots of shots. So vodka
Mom,
was
truth
the
or
theme.
Dare. Mom, truth or dare.
Mom,
yeah.
Sorry, what did I say?
Truth or dare.
Okay, Mom, truth or dare. So we invited you to come here, and what did you want to bring us?
So because the last time we hung out, we did vodka shots.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that was so fun.
So fun.
I'm going to bring them a bottle, a 40. Is this a Canadian thing that people, do they call it a 40?
Yeah, we call it a 40.
Show what a 40
looks like. A big 40 of vodka.
A big ass bottle of vodka.
And it wasn't expensive. It was a medium to low end bottle of vodka.
Could you tell us what the brand was?
It was a Sky Brand vodka.
That's actually quite nice. Nice. Yeah, that's beer. I like that one.
Okay.
I mean, I like any vodka.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I picked that up on the way over because I was like, this will be fun.
Yeah.
I'll bring out the vodka.
Yeah.
Picked it up. I pull up to the Beverly Wilshire Valet, which is like the fanciest valet.
It's true.
There are fancy people lining the street.
True. And it's really busy today.
It's really busy. There was like many, many women with like many, many shopping bags.
Diamonds
and
everywhere.
Many diamonds. Yes. And I still have the outside shade. So I have twins. So the back of my like mom car has the outside blackout shades.
Why?
They're like a condom on the outside of
Why
the window.
Why don't you put the inside?
Because they rip them off.
Mm, good.
Okay.
Fair.
We've only recently found this brand of outside black.
Fair. You should just get
scary.
That's cool. That's cool. It's like tinting for babies.
Tinting. It's like big pimp.
It's like a bonnet for your car.
A condom bonnet for your car.
Yeah. So I pull up with my duo bonnets and my dirty mom card, and I'm embarrassed already. And I just like I'm like, hi, I'm here for a meeting. And I'm like, okay. And then I realize I have my 40 of vodka that I brought for you, and I'm like, well, I can't walk out with a bottle of bare booze.
Yeah,
so I like shove it in my small purse, which is not big enough for a bottle of vodka.
Shit.
But I try to act casual, getting out for the valet, and I'm like, excuse me. And the bottle falls out of my purse and cracks the street in front of all the fancy women, all the fancy valets.
What did you say?
I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's all over my shoes. Like, you can smell the vodka. It's everywhere. And the guy's like, it's okay, ma'am. I'll clean it up. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. And the guy comes back with a broom and he says, it's okay. It's just water. And this bitch on the side with, like, her Gucci bag goes, it's vodka. I can smell it.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Now, listen.
And you're all by yourself.
I was like, I should take a picture to show them, but then I was so mortified. I was just like, I'm just...
This is a great hotel for it to happen to. Number one, they'll say yes to anything. Like, we called concierge for tampons and melatonin, and they ran right out and grabbed it for us and brought it back.
Yeah. Wow. They said, what size is the biggest one?
Yeah. We did. Super plus. We also asked for, like, what was the craziest thing, horse tranquilizer they've had to get for people. So, really, it's that they don't care. It's their paid to turn an eye.
Wish I had
that
seen
bitch,
that.
Though, not so much. That but bitch. Maybe, you
I'm
know.
Ask, like, the surveillance if they could rewind and give us that. That was so funny.
It was really horrific.
It's not water, it's vodka. I can smell it. Isn't that kind of funny? That's a great story.
It's
funny when you're with a friend, though.
Yeah.
By yourself as a mom with twin seats.
Glass shattered
vodka. Literally, with two car seats in the back of the truck.
You're like, that poor mom, she needs help. Yeah. She had no way to bed
but
or down the street.
She brought it back up to some rosé. So, Kat, as we do, I love that you do. Do you do rosé because, like, you're a redhead and it's.
Yeah, I find it's like a more festive drink for, like,
a
lady friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pop this, but I also, okay, I'm going to ask some serious questions because it's what I do, but you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously you're beautiful. Yes, you are. And after baby, a lot of moms feel insecure about the way they look, what they do. They feel ashamed, like all the things.
Yeah.
Did you ever go through that?
Ooh. Here's what I will say. I think every woman had like a little bit of a tumultuous relationship with my body growing up.
Okay.
Obviously, like every girl in my school had eating. It was like very hot to have an eating disorder in like the 2000s. Yeah, it was a thing when you're growing up. So I was very aware. And then I started on television at a very young age. And I was
what
also
age
just
were
like,
you?
22.
Okay. So you, be, skinny, like, you have to be, like, they could be like, you're too fat, you need to get another job.
Probably, because it was, like, 2006, and
okay.
I'm sure they could have, yeah. And like, I was, like, drinking very heavily, like, just, like, didn't, I don't know, I was so aware of my body and how I looked and what size I was
well,
wearing
that was your
and
profession.
What I was eating. And
they
what
told
was,
you.
Yeah, there was part of that, and it was just, like, you're young, I think when you're young.
Did your body fluctuate then?
Yeah, for sure.
Yours?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. And then I had twins, and I was like, my fucking body just did this?
Really? You were one of those?
Yeah. I could not believe.
That's
like,
pretty
I gained
amazing.
65 pounds in my pregnancy,
yeah.
and I didn't care.
Yeah.
Because so much of it was a very traumatic pregnancy, and like,
oh.
we didn't know if one of them was going to make it.
Oh,
and
shit.
So much of it was just about feeding my, like, make, like, I didn't care that I had, I didn't care. Like, I was getting weighed every second day, and
yeah.
like, it didn't matter. And then after I had them, I just couldn't believe that my body had done that.
Yeah.
That now I have this such a different relationship with it.
Like what?
I just have an appreciation for it. I don't care what size I am or what I can fit in as much. I still do, but I...
Well,
like,
you live in like the Mecca of... Like, looks.
Like
everyone is, like, a pound. Everyone's...
Are they, though? Like, where you live?
No, I don't live in the Beverly Wilshire. Spoiler alert.
Like, everywhere we look, it's, like, everyone is better, like, bigger, faster.
That's why everyone here, I think, in Beverly Hills looks a certain way. Is because they're just seeing other people look... Everyone's looking tighter and blonder and skinnier and whatever. And so they just think that that's the norm.
So motherhood, like helped you let it go.
It definitely helped me let it go. Like, it really did. I don't think I've ever talked about this before, but it really, really did.
That's such a great feeling. Do you think it also has to do with, like, maturity as a woman? But I guess we mature when we have kids because we're, like, it's no longer all about us.
Yes.
So maturity of body image.
Yeah, but how many women wake up and won't go do something because of the way they look that are moms?
Yeah.
Multiple. Like,
yeah.
they won't wear a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Or go on vacation because they're like, they literally won't go on the beach because they hate their body so much. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to tell people, like, I think everyone thinks about it, but then you're like, well, no one's fucking looking at you. They're all thinking about them. They're too busy thinking about them.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh my God, look at her.
I think that comes, often comes with maturity. You know what I mean? I don't think there's a lot of grannies out there. Like, you see those grannies on the beach, they're just like,
because
you don't have to put on all those other clothes. So I think as maturity, hopefully we earn it earlier than later.
Yeah.
And if we can share a message of feeling good and being so proud of ourselves for having babies, then hopefully it can rub off on other people too.
Totally. That's the thing. It's like, I have so many. I'm trying to keep. Wait, what did you say about keeping babies alive?
I make them alive.
I have two babies to make alive every day.
You are such a funny mom.
Oh,
well, I guess because you're a funny person and your twins. Do they just have? Were they just given such personality? Because a lot of babies are just like.
Do you like your husband?
Yeah. Your kids. Excuse me, I'm asking.
Sorry,
questions.
I was just curious if she liked it.
They are hilarious. They say hilarious things. They do hilarious things. They're funny. Obviously wanted to ask you your question.
Natalie, I just appealed in an I mean, you would not have had a makeup artist tonight. He almost lost.
And I'm so sorry.
Natalie, I literally, you see me on this, I didn't even take it off and it blew.
Oh my god, guys, you just gave us a fucking heart attack. If you wanted to ask if she liked her husband, you could have just told me.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Natalie, oh my god, you have to see the replay of that. Did you see that?
Oh my god.
It literally blew on its own.
A slow motion replay,
yes,
please.
Yes, that's gotta go
so
back.
So do you want to get to your questions that we
have
to say?
No,
or can I finish my...
I was just going to pop it right after that, and then it blew on its own.
So, she doesn't want too much.
Okay, I'm right. I mean, it's for look, okay?
You. So listen, we only have two, but hey, so your kids are just funny.
Well...
Oh, is your husband funny?
My husband is way funnier than I am. And
what?
He does not
why?
Do it professionally. He's like a behind-the-scenes guy.
Okay.
But you like him?
Yeah, I do like him. You know, I like him most of the time.
Okay. Yeah. I think we would answer the question the same way.
All right, I'm going to ask you an inappropriate question.
Can I just ask
him? Yes, go ahead.
My kids, like... Honestly, when I had children, I just wanted them to be funny. Like, I should have said healthy first, but
oh,
I was like,
funny.
I want them to be funny.
A good sense of humor.
Like, healthy.
And so far, they're living up to expectations.
They really are.
Like, when they feed each other and
they're
shit.
Funny.
That's funny. And then they're funny on planes. They're funny when they cry.
Oh.
And you should put them in, you're in LA. Those two need to get into acting.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
I did an episode of my show with Momagers that we scouted in LA. And it was very intense.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
just,
very
just throw them on Schitt's Creek. There's got to be a character. For them there.
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're available. I'll put them in anything.
They're just go.
Just
yeah.
Put
them
out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Put them in a suit and send them off.
Oh, they're just put like a little reality show just to them. You can't be in it because it's hard to be a mom on TV. Just the two of them.
Follow them around.
They have their own thing going on.
They do they talk?
Do. Oh, like beyond. Yeah. I think because
really
they're
funny.
Twins, they started to talk earlier.
To each other.
They had someone to talk to.
I like their hairdos.
Oh,
I like their everything. It's
I
too
cut
much.
Their hair themselves. I cut Rio's
recently?
Hair. Yes,
I do it too.
Scissors.
I like
yeah.
the way they were.
I know, me too. It's really a mistake. And now he looks like a beetle or like he has a mushroom.
Did you
on
get
his
the
head.
Ones that are straight?
No,
No, so then my friend, God bless mom friends who lives in the neighborhood, was like, I think she saw like an Instagram picture, and she like subtly texted me. Okay. I was like, I think you need a texturizing sheet.
Okay. Yes, that's what I did. So I got it from my dog.
Okay, good.
And then I did it to my kids.
Okay.
Because it was so fun on my dog that I shook it to my head.
You should give them funny haircuts, like bowl cuts. I'm just
thinking of Natalie.
They have bowl cuts, and it is not intentional or funny.
No, that would be funny.
What are you gonna add to their character? You gotta build their brand.
You can't give them that shit for your entertainment.
I think it would look so funny like that.
I just had this debate with my husband, who I was like not liking as much at the time about me.
Fair.
Because I had this really funny picture of Rio with this terrible bowl cut that I gave him. I'm like, it's so funny. And he was like, you can't put that on the internet. Like, that's just mean. You're bullying your own child.
Or maybe you're starting a new trend.
Yeah.
Right. Debatable.
So, I didn't put it on.
All right, Kat's going to go with inappropriate questions. Well, no, I was just, we have this theory. Men and women have a very different answer in the bedroom. How long should it be from start to finish? Having sex.
Like, your dream, like, from, you're going up there.
Yeah.
Going up there at about, like, 8 p.m., I don't know what time. And you're like, okay, there's a certain amount of time.
25 minutes.
What?
Yeah. Beautiful.
I don't have enough time.
You like it that long.
That's long?
Very.
What's your number?
We found our secret
7
number.
Minutes.
I thought 25 minutes was like generous and long.
Long. Very 7 minutes.
25 minutes. Do it for 25 minutes. Making.
Oh, yeah. God.
Who, 7 minutes?
What are you like, eye contact? Like,
I thought that's what you were asking. Like, what's a very romantic
No. Time? What time was the
7 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have enough time to like
penetrate? Sure do.
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
You know what, though? I mean, you know, there's something that we should consider. Not everybody can make it happen in 7 minutes.
Fair. They sure could.
Fair.
Really?
I think there's a lot of... I blame
the men.
Foreplay's
for teenagers. You know what I mean? Foreplay's just...
I'm not talking about the men.
Oh, and
then about the men.
Yeah.
Get a dildo about it.
Oh.
What did you just say? Get a dildo about it?
Yeah, it takes him so long to figure it out.
Wow. I mean, that will really cut down my 25 minutes. Get it closer to that 7 minute mark.
If it's taking him too long.
Wait, what have the men told you about this?
Oh, some of them are like...
Mostly 30.
We think that's
like
too long.
30.
Like, you really think 30 minutes is a long, good... That's a good session.
I thought 25 was like a nice... Oh, there's like some making out. There's like some like,
We thought like one person said like, why are you switching positions? Like, what are you doing? Don't like change. Don't switch the position.
You know, it's like
Like a touch heavy petty.
We're like
heavy petty.
Going through the home, going, you know, I don't know.
What?
Going from like where the excitement begins.
Where does it begin?
Start in the living room.
Where does it begin?
On a 25-minute session, you start in the living room.
What?
Because you need to get going in the living room.
You just look at each other and start kissing?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Are you watching?
But this is my fantasy. You asked me for my dream.
Oh, no. Oh. This isn't reality.
No. In my dream, I'm like... Just in the kitchen.
It's a boyfriend, not a husband. Got it. We gotta work on that delivery.
Right. I still think working. 7 is low. 7 is low.
Really? Yeah. So it should.
It takes longer than 7. 12 would be reasonable.
Okay. I'm quite fast. Me too.
Great. That doesn't surprise me about us. The efficiency is
My husband and I currently have like a. Thing happening where we just recently moved and we found like a dildo, like unused. It was it was a prop for anyways.
Did you keep
it? Well, yeah. Now it's our joke is that we like hide it in places where it will be really horrific for them to discover. So I'll like put it in his work bag and like
Have you used it?
No. It's just like part of this joke game that we have.
Do you want to hear a real story about
dildos?
So we did a Facebook Live, and I left them in my car, all over my car, in the console.
Why?
Well, okay. I just didn't take it out. There's handcuffs. There's a lot. Handcuffs, dildos, lube, everything.
In the console?
Like, in the thing.
I left it in the back seat.
So
they asked me what it was.
My husband, I'm in a store, and my husband's like, because they're waiting. They go through all the car while they're waiting for me in the store. My husband's like, are there dildos and handcuffs in the console the kids are playing with? And I was like, well.
Because it was a sponsored Facebook Live segment, so they were in our car.
And they never got them out.
Got it.
So then I go to the car the next day, and they're gone. So I thought someone stole my dildo.
You told me that.
Where the fuck are the dildos, right? So now I think someone went and stole the dildos. Don't know where they are. Fast forward, my husband took the dildos and hid them for him, for me.
Oh.
For, you know, he's like, let's play with the dildos.
Jesse, if you were to hide a dildo in your husband's briefcase,
yeah.
And he were to open it, yeah. Like, if our husbands were to open it, it would not be fun.
Oh,
but your husband's good like that?
Yeah, he'd be okay with that.
Well, he would be like, got me!
When he knows it's like a recurring, it's like a bike.
Where's the weirdest place you found it?
He put it in the pocket of like my nice jacket, so I went out with my.
Oh, good. Okay. It's quite small.
It's about that.
Do you know there is a vibrator on Amazon that apparently is earth shattering and so.
Vagina shattering.
Oh my god, I need to find it. So crazy. That it could make men extinct, apparently. And then an editor tried it and was like, SOS. It takes a little bit of getting used to because it goes up everywhere and then blows you away. We're going to try that.
What is it called?
Because what were you searching that you found this?
It was on a Facebook article.
Of course. Okay.
And the reviews. I'll read a few of the reviews.
Because
for you.
I feel like all vibrators are pretty, like, you know.
Oh, so they're so intense. Like,
they're so good, but
like,
you know,
like a chamber in your vag.
See, if I go too long, it gets numb from the vibrating, and then I'm like done. I'm, like,
she got an infection from one because she didn't wash it.
Have you ever seen the penguin? It's got a hole in it.
No, guys, I'm not.
Life is long.
We have time.
We have done so many sponsorships with sex toys that we've ended up with so many toys in the house.
So the penguin one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a penguin bow tie, and it looks like a penguin, and then it sucks your clit. It's the weird. I'm like, this is
so
weird. I'm like, this is so weird.
Yeah, he's dressed up.
Oh, it's dressed up in a tux.
He's dressed up. He was a 25-minute penguin. That's what that is.
Yeah. All right, this might be it. This one got, let's see. Hold on. Died, resurrected, died again. This is a weapon. It cured my depression. I don't go to therapy anymore. I was walking from side to side after I finished using this thing. You feel like you just had the best dick appointment ever. Trust me, best believe you will never see me frown ever again. My life has completely changed. Have a blessed day. My first time using it.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Wow. Yeah, it is quite...
I found out this part of Twitter. I was skeptical. I've bought plenty of toys and never really been interested in pleasing myself. I would try it and was left a bit... that's not a good one. Okay, sorry. But, oh, wait, hold on.
Would she break her vagina?
I decided to give this one a try. Y'all, I have never squirted in my life, but this is right here. Buyer beware. Thank me later. It helped me identify what it is I'm looking for and my telltale signs. If he ain't doing me like this toy, replace him, baby.
Can we see what it looks like?
Dear God, I'm dead.
Dear
God. I'm never leaving my house again. By far the best sex toy I've ever used, and I use a lot of sex toys. I would pay crazy amounts of money for this. Easy, mind-blowing, doesn't even begin to touch it.
Show us what it looks like.
What is it called?
Oh, another Dear God, buy this. You're welcome. Let's give her a go. Let's give her a look-see.
Massager, because I think on Amazon they're not allowed to market it.
Oh, here they are. It's a hook.
Let me see. I've had those.
It sucks. It moves. It punches.
Actually, that looks brilliant.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it
does.
I don't even know what holes that goes
in. Everywhere. All of them. I'm going to have to, all of them.
You know what? That's a penguin.
With a
thing.
Guys, I think you just got your next sponsorship.
I don't even know how we got to that.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm just going to forward that to myself.
Yeah, there we go. One piece of advice you have for moms who feel guilty or ashamed. No, not ashamed. Guilty or feel like they're not doing enough every day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Do you ever feel that?
I feel it every day.
Really?
Yeah, and you actually, like, listening to your podcast, watching you guys really has helped.
Don't just say that just because you would like us.
No, I'm being honest.
Okay, I was just making
it for real.
Okay.
Like, I really have a lot of mom guilt for working and
what? What's your biggest guilt?
Did your mom work?
Yeah, my mom worked. And that,
so shouldn't you be used to it?
I know, but there's something about... I don't know. It just comes. It's like you birth a child and you're just the mom.
But what do you feel guilty about? What's your biggest, like, I feel guilty about?
I feel guilty about not giving enough. I have two babies at the same time and right. I already feel like I don't have enough one-on-one time with them. And like, I literally can count on one hand how many times I have been out of the house with just one baby.
And then you feel guilty for leaving that one because they're the same age.
Other one. Yeah. And then when I'm with just one, I'm like, oh my God, I got to know you today.
Oh,
like,
right.
All I'm doing is like making life. What am I?
Managing. Keeping them alive.
That's all I'm doing. I'm like, I feel guilt for not like having enough time with them to connect.
Do you want to know my newest guilt right now?
Yeah.
It's that I don't have snacks after school waiting for them, and that I hate making dinner. And like, there's no dinner. I'm like, let's just eat. They fill up on snacks, and I make a shitty
snacks
dinner.
Snacks is a deconstructed meal.
You do it. Grapes and fruit and fucking crudités and fucking.
Listen. Linda.
I feel guilty.
Yeah,
Linda.
But we need to let go of all this because even if I have the best meals ever, often they don't eat them and they would prefer your snacks.
Yeah.
And not spending enough one-on-one time, just knowing that you care and you're definitely doing the best that you can, that's enough. And they'll remember that you loving them. You know what I mean?
Like, oh my, that's all we say. Everyone, we say, if you were to think about your mom, would you change her?
No. And you know, you said that is like, I have one, you know, when you like got in a fight with your parents or you had like I remember
the time that I disrespected my mom the most. I remember specifically.
And you feel bad about that.
Of course. Because
it.
I felt so like, I couldn't see it through her eyes, but now I can see the moment so clearly.
Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I was very mad at her and I didn't know what to do with myself, and she was in the kitchen and I took a shoe or a boot and I whipped it.
Didn't hit her,
but I, in my mind, I kind of wanted it to hit her.
Oh,
and was she
you've never said that before.
She must have been. Oh, yeah.
This isn't the kind of mom who sits back and lets a shoe be thrown at her.
What happened to you?
She got really mad at me, and like, I hated her being mad at me. And so I got grounded a lot. Grounded was a big one because everyone could go out, and if I can go out, that was the worst thing she could take from me. So,
right.
Yeah,
what did you
remember
do?
That? I remember distinctly telling, because my mom worked, and my mom was on a television. She was like a television host. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Something to Google later.
She really was.
That's crazy that you do that now, too.
Yeah, and my sister is a news anchor.
Whoa! In Canadian?
And by the way, no, my sister's in Seattle.
Oh.
But, like, it wasn't because there was no nepotism. Like, my mom did nothing for us.
Right.
But it was because we grew up, and we were able, like, she did a lot, Mom. But, you know, she didn't, like, connect us. But it was because we grew up, and we saw this profession, and we thought, like, in the 90s, and that this was actually something we could do.
Right.
You know? We were like, oh, I could grow up and
because
be
I think
television.
Most people see people on television are like, that's so far from anything I could even. I'd never known anyone on TV. I couldn't imagine.
I don't know how to do that.
Totally.
But you were closer to it could be a reality.
Is your mom
like
funny?
Is
anyone in your family funny?
I mean, maybe my grandma.
Funny?
Got it from the grandma.
I think because I was the youngest one and I was like really not as cute as my sister. My sister is like gorgeous and like dark haired blue eyes. Like my sister is like a model.
Oh, that's
like
anchors are models,
flawless.
Aren't they? They're always so
nice.
Yeah,
she's
so,
like, especially in America.
Mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was this like whack, like red. I came out and my parents were like, what is that? Like, put it back. Where did this? It was like, we don't know where this like Cheeto finger head came from.
Cheeto finger head!
No one in my family had red hair and freckles.
Really?
And I think I just was like, well, I want to get attention somehow.
So this is
so
me.
I'll be funny.
And so I was just funny.
Well,
are
like,
you
my
like,
sister was pretty and I was funny.
Are you optimistic? optimistic, or do you have to work on it? Like, are you a happy person?
Yeah.
You wake up happy.
Yes.
Are you moody?
I have a lot of zest for life.
Zest are you for moody?
Life. Yeah.
Moody?
No.
Does anything piss you off?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? Do you, get mad? Do you, like, when you get mad, are you a yeller, a screamer,
no.
a passive aggressive?
Passive aggressive.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Like, but, like, what's wrong? Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, your husband knows when you're mad.
Yeah.
You talk to him about it or no?
Well, he'll come up and be like, what the fuck? Like, can you just, like, be a grown-up?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
This is how I communicate.
I need to work on it.
But you wake up happy every day.
Yeah.
That's not normal. Just
but no, I mean, not every day.
No, we do. That was just, it's not, there's not a lot of people who wake up like, dee!
Yeah. Like seeing the zest in life.
I do have a lot of zest for life.
Yeah. You have very small hands.
Really?
Like tiny fingers. How tall are you?
I'm five, eight, I don't know. 5'7" and a half?
It's me too.
You come across as 6 feet to me.
Thanks.
Yeah, I thought you were so tall.
No.
You often wear high heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Really, and you know what?
Very long.
If you ever, I've always worked with short dudes.
So oh, yeah.
Like anyone who's ever seen
right.
me,
they're like, she's so tall.
Person, and it's like, no, I've
not. Wait, these hands short. Are so small. Do you have a really small ring size finger?
I love that. Your hand, I like big hands. Just
six?
So you know.
They look, yeah. Look at her hands. They're so,
oh my gosh.
They're so dainty.
I like big man hands.
Oh,
giant.
In her friends, she looks for man hands.
No. Girls, small hands, men. Big.
One time I was like very into a dude.
Did
and
he have
he
small
had,
hands?
He had small hands.
Gone.
And childbearing hips. And that was a combination I couldn't get over.
I feel you. I had small hands and me.
Yeah.
Did you see his penis?
No.
No, okay. I would have looked just
I think
to
you
see.
You can always tell.
About the hands?
The hands are the penis.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know. We should look. We should
have confirmed.
Hassan, take your pants off.
It's a thousand.
Does your hands.
I'm wearing Spanx, okay?
Do your hands kind of resemble? Does it match?
No.
I don't believe
I have crooked fingers, but that's not crooked at all.
Oh.
But like the girth, the color,
that's
the.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never really. I'll go
think
compare.
Of,
okay.
Get
but I will say my husband is a basketball like fanatic,
uh-huh.
And he plays, and he's like very jealous. Like he's like devastatingly jealous of other men's hands. He'll be like, oh my god.
Google men's
yeah, because it's what is it called? It's
hands?
The. What'd she say?
Well, if
is it called the palm span? The hand span? So he would pull my letter.
Where's my massive
Natalie,
hands.
Remember I sent you, because she was wondering if that was a thing, and I said, Google their penis and their
I
pants.
I thought his foot.
Well, you can see their penis in their pants.
Sorry, what are we talking about?
Remember Serge Ibaka's
yeah.
penis. I said, Google it, and you'll
wait,
see.
Let's
she's like, I wonder what
it was. Serge Ibaka's penis part of that sentence.
I said, Google it, and
you know Serge, right?
She was like dying to know what his penis was looking like, and I'm like, I'll find it for you, no problem.
So, it was a Friday night, I was dying to see his penis, dying to see it.
So I took a picture. I found all the images online
of
through
his tight, short,
and down to his knee.
Huge.
Oh my god.
And I kind of don't want none. If you ain't got
it. It's so big. So now you know you can Google their
any penis
in their pants. You can lots of men.
Now Serge hides it in his like dress pants a lot, but when he's playing basketball
now
he's
concerned.
And he's running,
well you can't.
So
you
can
Nat,
see, yeah.
Nat sent me pictures and like where
I'm
is
like,
it?
Where
I can't
does he
find
put it.
So then I had to fact check.
She
and
found me.
I
good
fact check. Lots. I was like, here you go. Here you go. Huge.
Yeah, yeah, I'm impressed. I thought it should be, but
I
was
sure like what I was gonna Google tonight when I put the kids down. Like
not
the rabbit hole I was gonna go down.
So many things.
This is it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're ever curious,
just get my new Amazon vibrator.
There you go.
And
search big dicks in shorts.
Yeah. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we could talk to you for. I feel like we could talk to you for 155 years. This has
Are
to
you
be
crying again.
Yeah, you're making me laugh so hard. I'm like. This will be a part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then one day we're going to have to do it where we can actually get shit fixed. Like where we actually
get shit fixed.
Yeah, drink like martinis and like real conversations and let that shit roll and then edit it down when you don't spill a bottle of vodka and then you walk out.
Oh, God, you're so funny that happened. I would die if I were you.
I was dying. I'm like, actually, I want to stay here for the night because I
don't
want to
see anybody.
And
maybe people will be on the new ship tomorrow and the people will have checked out.
No one would know that was me.
The guy's at the door there 24/7, so I think you're screwed.
And I'm like wearing like a maternity dress. It's very
there's the pregnant lady with the vodka bottle.
Yeah. I'm sure they've seen worse. Like, at least it wasn't like cocaine or a Howard's tranquilizer.
They've seen worse.
They don't judge here.
Yeah, not rare, sure in bright daylight, walking out of a car and smashing a 40 out of your purse.
Just so you know, not only did she have a 40 in her purse, she also continued on with another bottle of rosé. So it was two bottles of liquor.
Two bottles.
Where can they find you?
Facebook.com/newmomwhodisshow.
Is that what we want? We don't want you personally. We want
No, find me personally.
And then you can find our show,
Jessie
Crookshank. She's so funny.
Instagram at Jessie Crookshank.
Your name is hard to spell.
It's really hard to spell.
Maybe we should change
C-R-U.
It.
C-R-U. I should have taken my husband's last name.
Like, Jessie Crew. Just C-R-U. Jessie Crew.
His last name is Gatika.
Nope. Don't do that one.
Why? It's great.
It's hard to spell. People.
New Mom Who Diss with Jessie Crew.
Jessie Crew, yeah.
Guys, where were you 20 years ago when I started my career? God damn it.
Yeah, Jessie Crew, C-R-U.
You're so
Jessie
Beverly
Crew.
Hills. Tell him. C-R-U-I-C-K-S-H.
Oh, that's actually not so bad.
C-R-U-I-C-K.
It sounds like there should be more.
C-R-U-I-C-K.
It's really bad.
Yeah,
bad.
It's really bad. Crook. Yeah. And then S-H-A-N. You got shit for days.
It's very bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Well, that was a good one.
Cheers. Thank you for coming.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me. Wait, this is so wrong. You will have empty glasses.
Well, there we go.